Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's going to sound a little odd.
What?
But I'm a little afraid to talk to you today.
Why are you afraid of me? Why was I so?
Well, there's the first reason right there.
Because you're really defensive.
You're quick to anger and defense.
Why are you scared? Tone, Claire. It's your tone.
How about just general curiosity?
Sorry.
Well, that's weird. Why?
I'm sorry.
Why? What's wrong?
No, let me try again.
Claire, I got
to
tell you.
Can I please have a second? Take two.
I'm a little worried to talk to you.
Why? Whatever could be the problem, my dear friend.
That's much better. Thank you.
It's so much softer.
We spent an abundant amount of time together this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And here's what I don't want to happen. Like at 10 o'clock, I'm like, oh, hey, did you hear something? And I don't want you to go, yeah, we already talked about that.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's always a weird moment where you start to tell someone a story you've already told them. At what?
That happens sometimes.
It happens sometimes.
It does.
It's like, yeah, you told me that 2 days ago. Like, I kind of forgot who I told what.
In visiting with some of the moms in my life, I was like, you just told me that story. We literally already had this conversation.
It is human nature.
It is.
Yes.
Hey, did I tell you about? Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? Yeah, we already texted about it. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we talked about it this week already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
And Monday through Friday, that doesn't seem to happen. But, you know, the weekend, you're just not in a routine.
Right.
And then I'm worried I'm going to bring up a topic. You're like, we've already discussed this.
Do you want me to use a code word?
Yes.
To deter?
Yep. I need you to go tiddlywinks. I'm going to go, oh, I'll stop talking.
Tiddlywinks is the... That's the code. I don't know if I love that. Tiddlywinks?
Why not?
I don't know. It feels...
Mumbly peg. What do you want to use?
Mumbly peg. I don't know.
Too many syllables in my code word?
Tiddlywinks. It's going to get caught. Many syllables.
It's a lot of syllables.
Can it just be like...
Well, you could also say like pincushion.
Pincushion works. That's in a lot of syllables still. What if it was just like mat bat? I don't know.
Mat bat.
It's simple. It's staccato.
Mat bat. Hi. Here's a code word. I think it's going to work great.
Okay.
Stop it. Or heard that.
Those both work too.
Yeah.
Have we settled on it?
I think stop it. Heard that is it.
All right. Stop it. Heard that is our new secret code word.
I'm repeating a story.
Or I. Okay.
Okay, we'll go.
I will also put myself in this.
Fair enough.
If I start telling you a story I have already told you.
Yes.
Or if you happen to be with me when it happened, that's also a problem for me. I'll start telling my husband something and he's like, that was me. I'm like, oh, I thought it was me and Eric. Never mind.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Mat bat.
Mat bat. Either stop it, heard it,
or mat bat.
Or mat bat. Either will
do. You know what I like, though? That's got a good hard syllable at the end.
Yeah.
Like, that'll get our attention.
Conversely, we could do cat hat. I'm fine with that, too.
No, I like mat bat.
Mat bat.
Cat hat. Either or. Mat bat, cat hat, stop that, heard that. Now it sounds like a horrible Dr. Seuss book.
It does. It does. It's the adult Dr. Seuss.
That's it.
Mat bat. Okay.
Dr. Seuss, you've talked way too much. Already heard this, Seuss.
And there was a guy who had a dream, and that was to have a baseball autographed, but not by a baseball player. He really wanted the late Pope Francis to sign his baseball.
Okay.
Well, it's, yeah, okay, fine.
There's autograph collectors, and whatever the autograph goes on, it goes on, right?
Exactly. But the Pope is not a baseball player, and the Pope does not do a whole lot of autographs. But somehow, amazingly, the guy got the Pope to autograph his baseball for him.
Was it one of those you send it in and you hope, or was he in one of those lines? I hope the Pope comes, talks to me.
I don't know how he managed to do it. I don't have that.
But he got it pulled off.
But I do know that he did it because he is now selling it.
That's the whole point.
Which is the whole point, this guy.
How much is a Pope Francis baseball going to run me?
Well, it's expected to fetch up to $15,000.
Really?
Doesn't seem like a lot.
It does not. Do you think he would have sold it if the Pope was still alive?
I feel like this guy's just waiting for this moment.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
Which is gross. So, I don't know. He's willing to part with it. Can you imagine?
Also, if you have a famous relative and some guy with a baseball keeps calling, it's him.
Right? Yeah.
We know his pattern.
Hey, guys, I've got this baseball. I would really love for you to sign it.
Hey, Dick Van Dyke.
Huh?
You want to sign this baseball?
This guy might be the reason.
Are you telling me Betty White signed a baseball and then the next day...
the baseball of death.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know for sure.
What if death comes in the form of a man seeking an autograph on a baseball? Because you don't know how the universe works.
I don't know.
And he's actually death. Yeah.
You thought it was a guy with a hood and a scythe, but yeah. It's really
he
just
still
a
wears
guy.
A hoodie, but it's a guy with a Sharpie and a baseball.
Just asking to sign something, and the minute you sign, that's you sealing
you
the deal.
You croak!
Oh, my gosh!
We're going to have to follow this guy around.
Yikes.
I think we've come up with a good hypothesis.
This is our hypothesis.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Where were we having the conversation that your dog Rex knows the sound of ice? Do you remember this?
Yeah, it was definitely sometime this weekend. Was it?
It was Saturday or Sunday because I saw you both. And now make sure I get this right. If you are putting ice in any glass that's not a to-go tumbler, he doesn't care.
If it's one of our regular glasses, he cares if it's, he thinks it's going to fall.
Oh, because he wants the ice.
He wants the ice.
But he also knows the sound of the mug that you use for water and that it's time to go to his kennel.
If it's a metal travel vessel.
He knows that.
He will head to the kennel because he knows we're traveling and he's going to have to go in there.
This just, that's what, gotta love dogs, right? They're very smart by
Pavilion.
Sound or by smell.
Yeah.
Because, right, they also, if they ever sniff you and then like give the big long... It's called smell mapping. They are remembering that scent. It goes in their scent bank.
Aww.
Well, I bring that up this morning because, you know, I've started my new dental routine.
That's right.
And I have come to learn.
Is it five mouthwashes?
It's three.
Three. Okay, three.
It's hydrogen peroxide wash. It's not pure hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, good.
No, it's a dental wash. Okay. That's the primary ingredient.
Okay.
Then I brush. Then I floss.
Flossing.
And then it's step four.
I thought this was to avoid flossing.
It's to avoid a water pick.
Okay.
I still use the little, you know, little stick.
Flossers.
Little floss stick.
Yeah.
But I was on to phase four, Listerine, this morning.
Okay.
And Shannon's gone. Dog's got sleep with me downstairs. And he's kind of, you know, crawling around. I think he's a little confused. He's like, where's the lady who's typically here, right?
Yeah.
And he's in the hallway. I'm like, hey, buddy, it's okay. So I'm like actively swishing, and he starts to come to me, and then he bolts.
Uh-oh.
And I think he doesn't like the smell of Listerine. That's the only thing I can think of.
What did you...
Because I couldn't talk, right? So uh-huh. I took a knee. I got to his level.
You were on his level.
I was going like... So I was motioning him in my direction while...
As I'm swishing.
And he's kind of... You know, not crawling, but it's more slinky. Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Apprehensive.
Uh-huh.
And then I swear to God, like, I saw him get a whiff, and he hightailed it away.
What is it about the smell of Listerine?
It's very powerful. Of all of three mouthwashes I take.
That is true.
It's a very powerful mouthwash. So I have to guess, and it's the alcohol one. So I just think that was something he's never had in his smell bank before.
Right.
And he didn't know how to approach it.
It was too much. It was too powerful.
Yes. And he, by nature, is a skittish dog.
Yes.
So
and you brought in a new smell thinking it's going to be fine.
I didn't even think I was bringing in a smell. To me, I'm used to it.
You're used to
it. He's not.
He's
and I didn't
like,
make
whoa.
Him drink it. He did, but he just got enough. It's in my mouth.
Yeah.
How is he? But it... It you know, it's probably eking out my pores.
And
I don't know.
Dogs' noses are like way more sensitive than ours. So.
It's like, you know, super radar. Super nose radar.
It wasn't right.
So now the scientist in me, the nerd in me, wants to try this again tonight. We'll see what happens.
Okay. you're going to do it again anyway.
I do it twice a day.
And then you have to see if you
can
lure
your dog.
I'm just
going to see if he's in my vicinity, and then I'll start swishing again with some Listerine and see if he gets curious or if he runs away again.
Or was it your puffy, like, swishy cheeks?
Well, we were...
Like, you don't look right. Oh, my gosh, it's an Eric Walker.
It could be that. He could have thought I was some sort of zombie version of myself.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A clone with puffy cheeks. I don't know.
Just freaking out my dog, seeing what's wrong.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Gosh.
It was, you know, dog accident.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Especially with the guys that...
I felt bad for him. He was, like, cowering on the couch.
Oh.
He went upstairs. I finished my all routine, went up, and, like, that dog's been licking his paw now for, like, 10 minutes.
Sorry, Roland.
Just pure fear. Yeah. I caused that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know for sure.
Sorry, buddy.
I don't know if you've already given us this update that these things were coming, but I took a jaunt on Friday night. My daughter had a friend over, and they're like, can we go somewhere? Can we do something? I was like, hey, we're very close to Morgan Creek Park. You guys want to go play at the park? And they're like, yeah. So we went, and it was a whole new world at Morgan Creek. Can I give you a Morgan Creek update? First of all, right away, you pull in and there's like a little dog park area where you can park. You walk across a nice little bridge. There's a little waste receptacle for the dog poopy bags. There is going to be an additional parking lot because
what?
The dog park parking lot is constantly full. 4 or 5 o'clock at night, that thing is packed. People are parking on like the street.
Yeah.
Because it's
where
so
they're not supposed
full.
To be.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be there.
And are all these people using the dog park?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Well, here's one of two things. Either they're using the dog park or that's like the start of the trail. And it's such a popular spot that just the cars are everywhere. So they're adding additional parking.
Thanks for that update.
That's a great update. Now there's been some like moving of dirt like way off to the side, kind of a kitty corner to the playground area.
Yeah.
And I've been wondering, I was like thinking maybe it's like aqueducts or natural tiling. I don't know.
No, that's exactly what it is.
I don't know what they were doing.
It's an aqueduct.
I don't know what that is exactly, or like maybe it needed some drainage, something like that.
They're using Roman stone technique to move water. It's aqueduct.
Yes.
Yes, that's clearly it. Yes.
Same brain. No, there was a sign posted that said that they are going to have a like temperature controlled all four walls solid.
Like a pavilion?
Space. Yeah. Well, there's like an open air pavilion, and they're going to have like a closed air pavilion. Like
sure.
A
I can have a party in February.
Yes.
And it'll be at a nice temperature.
Like a lodge.
Yes. That's coming to Morgan Creek too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Or at least they're moving the dirt.
So this thing is, I thought it was done. It sounds like it's in phases.
It's in phases.
Or they didn't realize how popular it was going to be.
Maybe that too. But it is a hopping. There's
That's great.
Construction all over the place, and it's kind of exciting.
Any of the dogs there afraid of Listerine?
I have to check.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
In Iowa, a member of the Iowa Board of Regents has been appointed to fill a leadership role at the U.S. Department of Education. David Baker of Iowa City has been nominated to be the Assistant Secretary of Post-Secondary Education.
Oh.
That's a big business card.
That is, yeah.
He worked as an economist for the Federal Reserve in New York. He moved back to Iowa City in 94. He's been teaching classes at Iowa and also the University of Chicago. Was most recently renewed to the Board of Regents. So presuming he takes this post, then our state, our governor appoints that. Is that right? Board of Regents? I think so.
I think so.
So we'll have to get a new one of those there. Ryman Gardens in Ames is preparing for the stink, and they think it's coming sometime today. Stink Floyd. That's the name of the 12-year-old corpse flower.
It has a name?
Stink Floyd.
I love it.
Has been under stink watch for the last few days. According to their social media from Saturday, the flower in one day grew 4 inches.
Well, something's coming.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
It's like that story I had about the volcano near Oregon Friday. It is 66 inches tall, and the flower edges are just starting to detach. So this thing blooms only every 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
As it unfurls, the intense odor, described by some as dirty gym socks, others it smells like a slaughterhouse.
Ew.
is you can smell it for 48 hours.
So it's just open, reeking.
And people will stand in line to see it and smell it, yes. Because it's a rarity of nature, right?
That's true. I do want to see it and smell it.
I don't know what days, but the website or the Facebook page posting that they're going to expand their hours to like 11 p.m. to let people get as, and they had to borrow like a bunch of stanchion lines from the Natural History Museum in Ames. So everything's ready. If you want to track this and then make a day out of it, just keep an eye on the Ryman Gardens in Ames Facebook page. Because they're giving updates about every 10 hours.
Oh, boy, that's exciting.
To let you know where this thing is. Yeah. So something smelly will be. They were thinking it was going to be yesterday, and it didn't go.
Oh, it would have been beautiful for Mother's Day.
I know. They were hoping Mother's Day. So I think it's going to be today or maybe tomorrow. Washington High School student senator Marley Felland is currently working on her passion project, and it starts tomorrow. The project, partnering with families, helping families, and First Presbyterian Church for donations for kids in foster care.
Oh,
so
wow.
Starting tomorrow through May 26th, items can be donated at First Presbyterian. That is right across from Green Square. Starting with suitcases. For those that don't know, once a kid hits 18, they're done.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're an adult now. Good luck.
You're out of the system.
Thanks for playing foster child.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. So getting a place to stay, that's why you have these agencies that help them. But to carry their stuff. They need stuff. Mm-hmm. So suitcases are a great idea. Laundry baskets, very simple, very good idea. Toiletries, hygiene supplies. And then as we get clothing, all ages, younger kids, clearly toys and more items. Mm-hmm. So if you can make a donation, regular business hours, First Presbyterian, just off 5th Street Southeast. This is all going to help out families helping families. This is the big project, the passion project. One student at Washington High School, her name is Marley Felland. And we're
good
doing
you,
our part
Marley.
To help her out. It all starts tomorrow, runs through May 26th. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, we wondered if it would happen, and now it has been confirmed. Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed by Justin Baldoni's attorneys to testify in the legal battle over the movie It Ends With Us. According to tabloids, Taylor Swift is annoyed. at the whole issue. The reason is Blake Lively invited Justin Baldoni to her New York City home in 2023 to discuss a scene that they were disagreeing on. When he got there, he claims he was ambushed by Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds, who pressured him into accepting the version of the scene that Blake Lively had written.
I don't want to, you know, lead the witness, but all she needs to say is, I don't recall. I don't recall.
I don't recall.
But were you
she's
there?
In it, right?
Yeah, I was there. What'd you say? I don't recall
what was said. They do have text messages after the fact because it seemed like everything was cool after the disagreement with the scene and they had this exchange. After the fact, Blake told Justin, if you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate I'm Khaleesi and like her, I have a few dragons. For better or worse, it's usually for better because my dragons also protect what I fight for.
See, that's just stupid on Blake's part.
So stupid.
Both in context.
You content. Call me one of your dragons? I'm one of your dragons?
This is my pet dragon, Taylor.
I'm not a pet. Justin at the time did not seem upset. He said he really loved what she did. It helps out a lot, makes it much more fun and interesting. And I would have felt that way without Ryan and Taylor. You are a talent across the board. Really excited and grateful to get to do this together. And then, not so excited.
Right.
Cut to, we're in a court battle.
Now there's a lawsuit.
With lots of ugliness. Well, let's go to some nice baby news. Amber Heard is now a mom to three. Yesterday, being Mother's Day, she announced the birth of twins.
Congratulations.
Twice.
Yes.
A girl named Agnes and a boy named Ocean joined their four-year-old sister, Una.
Lovely. Agnes, Ocean, and Una?
Yes.
Okay. Just vowels, huh?
Just vowels. No dads. She said...
No dads?
No dads. I believe Una for sure was born via surrogate in 2021. No word on how the twins were conceived or carried, but no mention of any dads. In her post, she said, Mother's Day 2025 will be one I'll never forget. I'm elated beyond words to celebrate the completion of the family I've strived to build for years, and I officially share the news that I have welcomed twins into the Heard gang.
I think 26 will be the one you won't forget because you're going to have three little kids. And two are twins.
Running around.
Yes.
Getting into stuff.
Don't stop doing that to your sister.
That'll be one for the books for sure, right? And as we complete this lovely little update on what's going on in everyone's world.
Yeah.
Let's add an engagement to the mix. Shimu Liu, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, Ken, he has announced his engagement. His engagement to his longtime partner, Allison Xu. They shared some photos of the two of them standing on a balcony in Paris. She has a huge oval cut diamond engagement ring. And then they shared a couple of pictures of them embracing in front of the Eiffel Tower. So
that is the city of love.
It is the city of love. I'm like,
ooh, la.
An engagement in the city of love.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, one and all.
Got to do a couple Marvel movies. Pay for that ring.
Ain't gonna have to. It's a huge one. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's our Monday tradition for the morning scramble, like you're probably doing at your office as everybody gets in the next hour. You meet, you got a little coffee, you're at the copy machine, maybe the first huddle of the Monday, but you're having conversations about what you did this past weekend, right?
Sure, catching up with the people that you work with. You just got to know what was the thing? What was the buzz over the weekend for you?
The buzz for me over the weekend was a little band. They go by the name Sister Hazel. Sister Hazel bringing those smooth sounds to the First Avenue Club, which I don't think I've been to. Well, I know I haven't been to for quite a while in Iowa City. It was such a good time from a variety of reasons. One, it was just a loose show. Everybody was just there on a Friday night to just kind of relax. You know, when you bring in a nostalgic band, you've got your hardcores, and you're like, I know one or two songs, but you're still there having a great time.
Sure.
First Avenue Club does something interesting. They sell a seated area, and then they sell a general admission standing area.
Okay.
So with our seats, we had a great view of the stage, and the only rule is our area, you couldn't stand up.
You must sit.
You have to sit.
Oh.
You're welcome to go to the other side if you want to stand. But I'm like, this is the way to go to concerts.
To you sit. Have to sit.
You have to sit. We were, though, right by the speaker, so it was very hard. We were trying to have a conversation, and I'm like the drummer, he used a cool technique, and my friend was there who plays drums, and I'm like, look at his left hand. His what?
What?
His left hand.
What?
We got to meet the band, which is my photo, right before they went on, and it was great. We walked up. We're like, hey, we've been fans for a long time. Our radio station and you kind of debuted at the same time, so I kind of feel like we've been in this business together.
That's cool.
And we, a lot of handshakes, and we got, the lead singer takes the photo, by the way. That's my phone in his hand and his face and my face behind him. So he's taking pictures on my phone. We go back to our seats, and we have a great time.
So my husband, poor, poor Nick, went with you.
Yes.
And he said you guys went out to eat before the show, and you thought maybe you spotted some of the people from the band.
We're sitting at Jimmy Jack's Rib Shack across the street from, I think it's called Iowa City Marketplace. It's the old Sycamore Mall.
Sure.
And right there on the corner is a Panera. And I see two guys walking to Panera, and one of them just gives off rock and roll vibes. It's the haircut. It's the, actually, if you look directly behind my head, not the guy in the hat, but the guy next to him.
Yeah.
We spot it because I think I saw a leg tattoo. But the guy with the hat was also with him, who on stage then said he's addicted to Panera iced tea.
And so that had to confirmed get it.
Yes.
That is who you saw.
Yeah, because then we watched them walk towards the venue. We're like, nobody's just out for a walk in Iowa City getting Panera iced tea.
No.
So yeah, we saw two of the band members out having, I think they were at Jimmy Jack's and then got some iced tea and went over.
I thought that was so cool.
Yes.
Because you were like, no, that for sure. Those guys are in the band.
It just felt like it.
My husband's like, I don't think so. And then he was right.
I got it right.
Proud of you and
thanks.
Your celebrity spot nice.
Just my guessing. I got good guessing abilities. So it was great. We had a lovely time. They do a lot of great shows. Down at First Avenue Club, I need to keep an eye on their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
They know their audience really well. Because it's most of them are, you know, bands that have been on the scene for a while, but it fits that size and venue perfectly.
Right. And it was like hit after hit. I'm like, oh, yeah, this song. Oh, yeah, this
it's
song.
It's much like what you get during a summer show at McGrath, right?
Yes.
You enjoy the band. And the other fun thing about shows like this, you always run into somebody you haven't seen forever. And you catch up with them. I ran into a guy I hadn't seen since college.
Oh, wow.
Who works there part time.
Hello.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So great time, First Avenue Club. Great time, Sister Hazel. Oh, because they did a meet and greet, I should probably say they got a new album out.
Check it out.
Check it out. I put a link on the Z Facebook page.
Thanks, man.
There you go, guys.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Of course, it was Mother's Day weekend, and so I tried to get to spend some time with my mom on Friday afternoon. I went and met with her. She's like, you got to come shop at one of the Amish greenhouses we have down here. It's a whole different, it's not in Kelowna. It's outside of the town of Keswick, Iowa.
From Washington, Iowa, Kelowna is Amishville, right?
Yeah.
It's Amish and Mennonite.
I thought we were going to Stringtown. And,
yeah.
No.
So Keswick.
Outside of Keswick, I would say.
And what are they? Is it just a greenhouse?
They've got a greenhouse. There's another house not too far away that has a little shed in front, and it was called the Bakery Barn.
Yeah.
So we stopped by the Bakery Barn as well. They had a couple of just like, here's a few jams and jellies and some rolls and breads and stuff. Just homemade deliciousness.
Just grab a basket and fill it up. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do however you want. I mean, I think it was a straight cash homie situation, but.
So the one that reminds me of a bakery in Kelowna, you go down this random gravel road, and then it's like the best donut you've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's all cash.
Oh.
Cash only.
So good. Yeah. So good. But it was really fun to just like hang out one-on-one with my mom. Like, we don't usually get to do that. I've got three younger siblings, so usually it's a whole fam
so
jam situation.
So you mom-napped her.
I mom-napped her, and then she showed me the middle of nowhere.
Now, will you eventually show your daughters this? Is this now going to be a family tradition?
I can't get back to it. I don't know how to get there. No.
What is it, Brigadoon? It just shows up.
I don't know how to get back. I will never make my way.
Is it blooming under sable skies? You got to find it. It's in your heart.
We met up. She would have to guide me there. I have no way of getting back there. I have no clue.
Which is exactly, I think, what they want. They want just a core group of people to know how to get there.
It's word of mouth.
Yes.
If you know, you know.
That builds buzz.
I'm trying to help you out, but it's like
great.
Somewhere outside Keswick.
Drive around.
I couldn't even tell you north, south, east, west.
I couldn't either.
I think it's probably southeast. That's my best guess.
You got to start somewhere.
Good luck to you.
All right.
If you'd like to find it.
From Iowa City to maybe Southeast Keswick.
We don't know.
Those are our photos. How about yours? Get them posted right now. One Shot Weekends. We'll be back less than 10 minutes and talk about what you did this weekend.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
May I beg your pardon for a moment?
Yes, pardon
I
you.
I need to just do a quick refresh to make sure I have all the photos loaded.
Ugh, I know. So many things to do and see over this past weekend.
Okay, I'm loaded.
We love it when you share your photos with us. One Shot Weekends, one photo to highlight what you did. It was a Mother's Day weekend, so I appreciate Alyssa showing off her Mother's Day flower haul. The whole back trunk.
Was it all hanging baskets? Is that what I saw?
There's a lot of hanging baskets back there.
Friend, high school classmate, Carrie, spent time with great-grandmas. 101. Happy Mother's Day.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
101.
Shannon's grandma was 105, I think, when she passed away. So a life still lived well, right, at 101 and still going. So, Carrie, thanks for sharing that just after Mother's Day.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. You know, a lot of moms going to be spending some times at some ball fields or some soccer fields, and that's exactly what Amy ended up doing. But she got to hang out with her nephew, and her nephew has a sweet new puppy, so that's fun.
Did you see Cody's photo about the pheasants?
Yeah.
Baby pheasants?
Three little baby pheasants hatched this morning. So, like, this morning or, like, yesterday this morning?
I think this morning. According to this, he posted this 4 minutes ago.
84 eggs.
So, I don't know much about pheasant production, except I presume you must have like a hunting grounds and then people come and I'll just let you make the natural connection. Boys, you little pheasants growing up today, it doesn't end well. I'm just going to tell you that.
But 84 potential babies today, man. That just seems like I'm sweating.
So we got pheasant watch, we got stinky flower watch, both going on the same day. It's
busy,
crazy.
Busy watch.
Speaking of flowers, I mean, you pointed out, Alyssa, it was flower after flower after flower. Then how about performances? Hadestown at Kennedy High School.
Love it.
And Juliet, that fun pop musical you and I saw in New York.
That was this weekend.
Touring through Des Moines.
Lots of people going to that.
Mandy at Roosevelt Middle School enjoyed High School Musical Junior, which I would have just called Junior High Musical, but that's fine.
No, it was High School Musical Junior.
No, I know that, but isn't it the same thing as Junior High Musical?
No, because the junior high kids are playing high schoolers.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There was also already We've got a graduation, Tri-County.
We had
graduation. Yes, China shared her photo with us. They've got all of the grads in their caps and gowns. So congratulations, grads, already. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Mr. Workday Playlist, Chad Taylor moved his daughter out of the dorm this weekend. He posted that photo
I
as
guess
well.
It is the season.
Kirkwood songwriting class. Thank you so much, Sharon. But the weather was so nice.
Ugh.
A lot of outdoor pictures, a lot of walks. I'd like to end, if you don't mind, on Lynn's photo.
Yeah, because Lynn was outside for sure.
Lynn's legs, let's call it that. Lynn, spent Sunday afternoon in my tanning pool, which I just want to say that's a baby pool, but I like that you call it your tanning pool.
Well, the tanning pool helps, like, keep all of your oils and whatever.
Okay.
It's a thing.
I not for me. While my husband power washed our deck. Now, from Lynn's vantage point, we see Lynn's well-manicured toes.
Yes.
And she's wearing an ankle bracelet. And I would just start by saying, Lynn, it looks like your legs are very tan.
Yes.
It looks nice.
Because it's the tanning pool.
But here's my concern, Lynn. I don't know the direction your husband is going with the power scrubber, but at some point, doesn't that spray land on Lynn?
Oh, you don't want to get power washed.
Lynn, you are in the line of fire for getting power washed. Or at least the shrapnel.
Or is it just like a beautiful mist, you know, like just the mist of the waterfall and you just get to walk through on a hot day?
Do you realize what's in that mist, though?
All of the stuff
off
the deck.
All of the stuff from the deck.
Check it out.
Deck mist. I don't want to tan in deck mist. Who wants to tan in deck mist?
Maybe she was carefully advising him on how to do the deck cleaning as she was tanning.
This is why we only get photos and we don't get audio. She's clearly saying, push it the other way. I don't know.
Get away from me.
Harold, I'm in my tanning pool. Power wash the other way, Harold.
You're getting me wet. Stop spraying. Stop.
That's deck mist everywhere. Thanks for the photo, Lynn. This is great.
That was a fun moment.
Keep getting those photos up. We love looking back on your weekends, one-shot weekends. It's the Morning Scramble at Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
All right, we got to get back to world record time. If you've been following along, boy, probably since March.
It's been a minute.
We were inspired, I was inspired, by a nerd news story out of St. Louis, Missouri.
No, you know what got us inspired was that you gave the story and then people started reaching out like, you guys should do a world record.
The way I read the story and the way I perceived it, it didn't seem that hard.
No, and I think we said as much. Like
small amount of people, you got to get a couple, you know, people to do some backing. Because I figured there was going to be some expense in trying to do a world record. I get it.
Sure.
And especially, we've looked at two now at this point. We've looked at the largest gathering of people wearing conical or, you know, cone-shaped party hats.
Which seems easily beatable. A girls' school in the UK did it.
Yeah. So make them cry.
Yeah. A little over 1,000. We can do that.
And then the other one, which is a little more daunting but doable, is most people at a cereal event. This was in, I think, Palestine.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in the Middle East, hosted by a cereal company. Where we get caught up on this is, does it involve milk or not?
Milk.
We don't know.
Seemed to be a sticking point. But we thought about that one. Maybe if we could get some connections in town. We've got two big cereal producers.
Major brands.
It could be a major thing for Cedar Rapids.
So if I was setting a world record table, we have everything, right? We're ready to go. Let's invite people to the dinner party and let's break this world record.
All we need is to know from Guinness, what do you need from us? We're ready to go.
Well, Guinness wants money. And
like,
well, again,
a lot
of money.
A lot.
And I understand this is their business, right? Books don't publish themselves. They've got to pay for these things. But really, really digging into it over the last couple of weeks, I've come to understand if you want to accomplish a world record, the person who mowed the most lawns in a 24-hour period, and you do that by yourself and you record it and have people witness it, that is free.
Makes sense.
The moment you are a spectacle, you are doing this probably a little bit for self-publicity,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of people involved, and it is a bit of a production.
And you have to count those people.
Yes.
And those people become part of the record.
They want you to pay Guinness. Guinness wants you to pay Guinness. Are you ready? $18,000. That does not include flying a person over.
That's not the airfare.
That there's no airfare. There's no lodging. There's no, you know, meals or expenses.
And let me tell you this, Guinness, you could have asked us. You could have said, we need $1 billion. And I would still be laughing like this.
Hey, do you remember, Claire, around the time of the Super Bowl, you and I tried to sell an advertisement. One
That's
ad
right.
on the big game day. This is what we try to do. Okay, so we didn't sell any ads for $4 million.
No.
And we gave you a lot of ways to pay.
There were so many different ways that you could have approached that. But understandable that $4 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, but we were like, we'd just be the only ad on the radio. It'd be cool.
It's a great offer. And it was a twofer.
Technically, two ads. Yeah. $2 million. Okay. So if you at least consider that, maybe I'm talking to you right now. Do you have $18,000?
Would were you, you like $4 million's too much, you guys? But $18,000? $18,000 I could do.
Because we don't have $18,000.
We do not. I just checked. Let me check my pockets again. No, no money.
Yes, I have my wallet. You made me worried I forgot my wallet.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what to do with this world record thing. Because at $18,000, that's not happening.
Unless a generous benefactor steps forward.
Well, and actually, if you want to benefit us, I need 18 plus airfare.
The 18 is the starting
hotel.
You need to be in for potentially more.
I would say probably safely 24 to 25.
Okay. Safely.
Safely.
Well, yeah. And it, you know, would be nice.
I'm just going to watch the phones.
So any second now, if you have $18,000 to $25,000 to give to Guinness, we would really appreciate it.
You might want to send your kid to college. Skip a year.
No.
Help underwrite our Guinness World Record. 18 to 25K, that's all
kid
we ask.
Kid doesn't need to go to college, but we need this world record.
I feel like, well, do we need validation? The big moment of decision has to be probably this week or next. Do we need the Guinness people at all? Or could we just say, you know what? It's a global record. It's a big record.
Yeah.
We just don't have the Guinness stamp on it. Who cares? I don't know.
Do we care? A little bit.
I'll care for if you've got $25,000. Heck yeah, I'll care.
I'll start caring way harder than I do right now.
But at $0, which is what we have, we just don't know how to proceed. That's the challenge that's been put in front of us. And now you for listening. Thank you, by
now
the way.
Now you. If you have $18,000 to $25,000.
Weird, the phone's just not ringing.
Usually we are giving stuff away, but right now we are looking for you to make
begging,
an investment.
We are on our knees begging for an $18,000 to $25,000 investment.
This is our
which, by the way, you can come to the event, but we keep the trophy.
Right.
It's
no.
going under our name.
This doesn't come with a free tote bag. No. This is like an IPR.
You're putting
thing.
A $2 bill in a big card that says, congratulations, Morning Scramble.
Yeah.
Here's your money.
No.
That's all we're asking.
Call now, give us money.
Come on, Grandma. It's our birthday.
It's our birthday.
Send us $18,000 to $25,000.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.